Back to a man's world. This week I had on Shelby. She has a TV show. We talked about so many different things. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys for Small Business Saturday. To a man's world. This week on a man's world, we have Shelby. Hi, welcome. Thank you so much for coming on.
Hello, Amanda. I'm so excited to be here today. Thank you so much for inviting me. This is very exciting.
No problem. So can you introduce yourself, tell you a little bit about you and your work in the social media industry?
Actually, yes, I'm creator, writer, and actor in the award-winning comedy TV series called The Smartlies. We're on Tubi TV and many other platforms worldwide. So far, we've aired in 32 countries this year.
That's so cool. So how did you get into like all this like producing and directing stuff?
When I was 69 years old, I became a stand-up comedian. And within the year, I came up with the idea for the Smartlies comedy series.
That's cool.
So I was very, very late to the game of entertainment and media, but it was all very exciting for me as well. When I came up with the idea for the Smartlies comedy, within 30 days, we had filmed our first sizzle clip. And 6 months later, we had filmed our first pilot, which was on a stage in front of a live audience in a senior center.
Oh, cool.
And we were just getting ready to shop the pilot, and then the pandemic hit.
Ooh.
And there was nothing more that we could do with our show then. We had to just scrap the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But then during the pandemic, I rewrote the entire series so that we could produce it as a pandemic, you know, under the conditions of the pandemic.
Yeah, I remember the pandemic, all right. That was something.
And we had an ensemble cast of 15. They're fantastic actors, and many of them are stand-up comedians all around the country and even in Canada. So we had them self-film with their iPhones, and we figured out how to combine their performances digitally.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, and so during the first year of the pandemic, we produced season one of The Smartlies and had it airing worldwide.
That's cool. How many seasons are you up to now?
We're just finishing season two.
Oh, exciting.
And we have 8 seasons planned.
Nice. That's exciting. I want to do a TV show so badly based off my high school because of how crazy my high school is. But I've never done that. We'll get there eventually. So now, what was it like for you during COVID? Speaking of COVID, like you were producing and directing during COVID?
Yeah, it was actually quite wonderful for me. I had to be extremely isolated, you know, like no joke, because I have very severe autoimmune disease. And I'm still on infusions for it. And so it was wonderful. It was fabulous for me that I had the time to be quiet and write, because that was necessary. And I learned everything about film production and video editing by watching YouTube videos, because going to in-person classes were not an option. And so our director and producer, Floyd Strayer, and I spent hours and hours and hours together watching YouTube videos on
That's cool.
how to video edit and how to produce a
That's
sitcom.
Cool. That's,
it was really fun.
That's cool. What was the editing like? Because I absolutely hate to edit my podcast, hate to edit. Like, I have my friends helping me all the time because it's so much editing.
I actually have learned to love editing. At first, it was very daunting.
Yes.
And very confusing. And I mean, it was like every 5 minutes, I'd have to stop and watch another YouTube video on how to do something or how to do it quicker and easier. The programs are something else again. But now I love it, and I've done an awful lot of the video editing on season two.
That's cool.
And it's nice. It saves us money, you know, since we're an indie production.
Yes, I don't, I'm going to be real with you. My viewers know this. I hate to edit. I've been very vocal. Like, I hate to edit. My friends, they do social media, so we all split my editing in half, and they help me a lot because it's so much editing, and it's very hard to do on your own sometimes.
Yeah, it is. And especially you can't even imagine for a TV program.
I could never. That's got to be so much work. Speaking of that, what was it like doing costumes and like set design and all that?
Oh, you know, that was really fun. Because, and actually easy. Because our show takes place, the entire show for all 8 seasons takes place on the same day. And because of that and the way that we play with time, all of our characters have one outfit and they wear it through everything, through the entire show. And so that made things very, very easy. And I was from the... we have each character has a color assigned to them so mm-hmm. that overall, if you saw us standing on stage, you would see a great big rainbow of colors.
That's cool.
Yeah. So Eric and I are red and our outfit is a red Hanes t-shirt. There, I gave Hanes a plug. I wonder if we get paid for that. Do you think we'll get paid for that someday?
Maybe. That's cool. If there's one brand that could sponsor me, it'd be Nike. Nike needs to sponsor me. The amount of Nike I wear. If Nike wants to come sponsor me, let me know. I spend a lot of money on sneakers.
Yeah. And so in the plot of our TV show is that Eric and I are king and queen of the Minnesota Renaissance Fair. Oh. And then we win $300 million. Oh. And we retire to California on the shores of La Jolla in uh-huh. San Diego. And our entire family lives there in this complex, this imaginary complex that we built called Smartlyville.
That's cool.
And all of them want to part us from our money.
Huh.
By hook or by crook. So they're always trying to scam us out of it or find some kind of creative way to kill us. And that keeps the show on its toes and gives it plenty of conflict to last throughout the whole 8 seasons.
That's so interesting. But thank you, Shelley, for coming on. I'm going to link, if you send me a link to the show and everything, I'll put it below. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you guys for Small Business Saturday. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Man's World. Make sure to check out my Instagram, put it below, put Shelby's stuff below. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys for Small Business Saturday.